It's Casual P, Master KG, and Vocals by Lwami. Thank you so much for choosing us. We also checked out Sean Paul, Light Glue. We checked out Techo and Raspy. Techo, not so long ago, was on Fresh Breakfast. That conversation is up on our website. If you need the full link, we will help it to you. Miguel and J. Cole was also on your radio with All I Want Is You. The LSK, been riding solo since 6 a.m. It's a Monday morning, 22 days into the month of April. Around about this time, we usually gossip about the streets, what's happening with who did what, and so on and so forth. First things first, I'm going to celebrate my partner. That's Shaquan. She has officially been confirmed as the official MC for the Kaikams Ventuk Cultural Festival. So this Saturday at the City of Ventuk Upper Parking, you will see Shaquan just having fun with all the vendors, having fun with you that will show up, having fun just maybe dancing a couple of Tswana traditional dances, maybe some Herero traditional what and every other culture that she will embrace, all right? And we're going to make a whole lot of noise about it throughout the week. The Kaikamsa Festival is the 26th and the 27th of April, 9 a.m. until about late, and it's free parking as made possible by City of Ventuk. Notwithstanding that, speaking of Namibians and my people that I know, DJ Explode went viral for his set at Classic Lounge over the weekend in Ondangwa. What he did was he added live elements to his set, which sounded a little something like this. So just a quick backstory of DJ Explode. Why I'm mentioning him is because DJ Explode and I, we actually grew up together in Kwisepmund Wabish Bay. I mean, you know, before the people became superstars, they, you know, we had real names, you know. Come on, DJ Explode. No, come on, Slach Eddie Bloated. But DJ Explode. Growing up, his name is Kenny. Kenny Pituri. And you know, Kenny had this weird thing there. Or DJ Explode had this weird thing. As kids growing up, playing at the back of our house or at the back of their house, he would take bread. He would take bread and he would water it and then eat it. I don't think you're hearing me properly. He would take normal bread, right? And at the time, you know, Sali Khutas Bidi Verak, you know what I mean? We can't exactly go into the kitchen and, you know, just help ourselves with the, you know, with the patas and everything else. So he would just take the bread and then he would put it under a tap, let the water run, and then he would eat it like that. I never understood it for the life of me. And don't find that too. But notwithstanding that, also news is that Eminem has been sober for the last 16 years. And he made that public via Instagram on the 20th of April, that's on Saturday, saying that he's been sober, you know, from all drugs or alcohol, and he was celebrating himself. That is insane. Eminem's sober for 16 years. We didn't even know that. That's incredible. It's 9:24 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got something by Gaza coming back on the playlist lined up, as well as Sam Deep.
Join SK.